If you're going to release a report on strategies to ease traffic congestion, a good time to do it might be the day after 700,000 people have piled into your city's downtown.
Well, it's amazing. We had 700,000 people appear within a very short period of time and then leave within a very short period of time.
That's Seattle City Council member Nick Licata. The timing of the study's release by the Washington Public Interest Research Group was coincidental, but Licata says its call for cities to enhance public transportation and decrease the number of cars on the roads is particularly meaningful after Wednesday's parade.
And there was some congestion, but overall, I think it worked as well as it did, or it could have been a lot worse, because of public transportation.
The report says by offering things like discounts for public transit and bike lanes, colleges and universities are leading the way in getting fewer people to drive every day. That leads to less congestion, less air pollution, and less need for parking that consumes land and money. Licata says Seattle is already doing things that help, like having dedicated lanes for public transit and a growing bike lane program. This report, he says, serves as confirmation to continue or expand that work. Ed Ronco, KPLU News.